This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has made two major announcements regarding his administration. He's nominated State Department spokesperson Heather Nauer to serve as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
He's going to work with Nikki Haley to replace Nikki at the United Nations. She'll be ambassador to the United Nations.
And now a former attorney general from the administration of the late President George H.W. Bush is Mr. Trump's choice to again lead the Justice Department. Details from VOA's White House bureau chief, Steve Herman.
President Donald Trump told reporters Friday on the White House South Lawn he wants former U.S. Attorney General William Barr to again take his old job.
I did not know him until recently when I went through the process of looking at people, and he was my first choice from day one.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who has been running the top federal law enforcement agency since Trump forced out Jeff Sessions a month ago. Whitaker was Sessions' chief of staff. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Officials have confirmed that the Taliban killed at least 14 Afghan soldiers and taken more than 20 others hostage in the western Afghan province of Herat, which borders Iran. Separately, a counter-Taliban airstrike in the central region province, a regional province, killed at least 7 Afghan security forces. The search and rescue ship Aquarius, which has helped about 30,000 migrants avoid death in the Mediterranean, is suspending its operation. The humanitarian group and others say European governments are forcing them to end the rescue runs. The Aquarius has been docked in France since early October after Panama revoked its registration at the behest of the right-wing anti-immigration Italian government. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The recent arrest of Huawei executive in Canada has put a spotlight on the Chinese telecommunications giant. Huawei also is a target of U.S. security agencies and has denied its products pose any security risk. Canada arrested Huawei's CFO, Ming Wanzhou, who faces possible extradition to the United States after a bail hearing. University of Toronto scholar Nelson Wiseman on the general view of some nations of Huawei.
The bigger debate going on in Canada is whether Canada should join three of the so-called Five Eyes, which are Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States, in avoiding using the Chinese tech company in terms of building out this new technology. The Americans have been the most suspicious, and in fact, a letter received from two American senators has gained a fair bit of traction in Canada.
News reports say that Wang Zizhou is suspected of trying to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. Former U.S. FBI Director James Comey questioned behind closed doors by House Republicans who alleged there was bias in some key investigations. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some GOP lawmakers are accusing the Justice Department of being biased against Donald Trump when it launched an investigation into his campaign ties with Russia while clearing Democrat Hillary Clinton of her handling of sensitive emails. James Comey was in charge of both investigations. He was fired by President Trump. Comey fought against a subpoena to appear today, predicting committee leaders might leak out selective details. But they've struck a deal that allows him to speak publicly after he's questioned in private. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is stepping down after 18 years as a party leader of the center-right Christian Democratic Union. During her half-hour speech, she received several long-standing ovations. Some delegates held a placard saying, "Thank you, boss." She announced in October she would not run for re-election as a party chairperson, but she planned to remain chancellor until the end of the current term ending in 2021. However, it is possible that elections could be called before then. There was a final farewell Thursday for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush at the church in Houston, Texas, where the Bush family worshipped for nearly 50 years. Mr. Bush was laid to rest in a private ceremony to his wife of 73 years, Barbara, who died this year, and their daughter, Robin, who died of leukemia as a child. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.